Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fire department. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Someone's been taking 7.95. They first started 7.95 on my account, then 56.95, then 56.95 again. And I noticed when I looked at my bank statement, I don't even know who these people are and don't know what they're doing.
I'd be happy to see why were you charged. I need your zip code and first and last name.
Mary Bucket 39330. And who am I talking to?
Quay with the fraud department. So I just have to verify all the information that we do have.
Okay. Well, how do you spell your name?
Q-U-A.
U-A, okay.
Okay. So your account is pulling. I need you to verify that full shipping address as well.
Post Office Box 98, Enterprise, Mississippi 39330.
Do you have a physical address?
Yeah, 14995 Highway 513, Enterprise, Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am. That's the address we have on file. One moment. The account is loading.
Now, what kind of company is this?
Well, I'm going to explain because did the last representative explain any of the charges?
No.
Okay, so I'll explain for you. On November the 18th, you paid $7.
$7.95. I don't know nothing about that because
okay.
I didn't do it.
So on November the 18th, you paid $7.95 with your Visa card and then $1,796 for entry for our KitchenAid mixer, like a KitchenAid mixer. The giant red kitchen bowls?
No, I didn't get that. No, ma'am, I don't do stuff like that.
Okay. So, may you verify your phone number?
601-692-5116.
Yes, ma'am, that's the phone number we have on file. Can you verify your email address?
That's not the telephone number you have on file.
Yes, ma'am.
You said it's not.
I said that is. The phone number
okay.
that we have with the account, may you verify
okay.
your email address?
Mary Buckley 52 @AOL.com.
Yes, ma'am. Now, that is the email address that we have on file as well. But if you're stating that you didn't place this original charge, we can file this as fraud. Yes, ma'am, we can file this account as fraud. But I want to make you very aware that what we're going to do, we're going to track the original IP address. Make sure it doesn't track back to any of the personal information that you have provided. And we can track the address and also the exact device in which the order and the charge was made from, whether it's a phone, cell phone, computer, tablet, whatever the device may be, and also the exact location, okay? So as long as you're sure that you and nobody in your household placed the order, because we're going to track it back
ain't
to
nobody,
the location.
Let me say it, man. Ain't nobody behind but me. And I just got that new card. Somebody somewhere doing this. I just got that new card in November the 18th. I just got that new card. I know I ain't played no order with this company. And what is it, $56.95 every month? Because they done took it out in November. It wasn't a month difference. November, I went back because I see it on my bank. I was checking my bank account. Then they got it pending for $56.95. What is the $56.95 for? What is that?
Because when whoever placed the original order for the KitchenAid entry, it stated in the terms and agreements that it does come with a monthly membership of $56.95 each month, but in return, they receive a $125 voucher that is sent via the email that you just verified on file, and also their chances of winning does increase for the next month.
They sent $125. What you said, voucher?
Yes, ma'am. To the email address you just verified on file.
I ain't on my phone. No $125.
So yes, ma'am. So we're
going
to file this as fraud. Again, I just want to make you aware. So one moment.
Please do, and I need my money back. Yeah. 12:25. 22.
I'm still here.
Okay. I guess I can't see the ball, man. I guess I will. I will say why you did.
Yes, ma'am. So the account has been fully canceled out, and also it was fully refunded. All the charges, not the refunds, does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. I have the confirmation
okay.
number here that the account was canceled. She is in Charlie.
Okay.
263-507-681.
Okay, this is a confirmation. Okay, and how much y'all refunded?
We refunded both $56.95 and just the $7.95.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.